Ahojte, vítejte u dalšího dílu Fakt výživného podcastu. Dneska to bude trochu special podcast, protože tady máme zahraničního hosta, takže celý díl se bude odehrávat v angličtině.
Hi Kostya, welcome.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Our very special guest today is Kostya, and he will say his full name because I would butcher it probably.
Maybe not so special guest. My name is Konstantin Vasikov. I am a PhD student at the second year at the Lublin University of Life Sciences in Poland, and I'm a citizen of Ukraine.
That's why I didn't want to butcher his name.
Questions. What was first, egg or hen?
Egg, because there was some dinosaur, some Archaeopteryx who laid the egg, and from this egg we have hen. That's the rod for me.
Do you like more green or meat?
And green we meat like a salad.
Meat. I mean, I prefer poultry meat, and one of the best for me is turkey or guineafowl.
Guineafowl? Okay. We don't really like... You cannot buy it, like, basically in the shop or something. You can only buy it for farmer.
I know. In Poland, the same situation, farmers. For example, but in Poland they have hypermarket named Auchan. Maybe you know. It's like French mark. And in Auchan you can buy whole...
I think I guineafowl. Never...
Well, yes.
I never eat this type of bird.
But I know this meat just from, not farm, from the country where is my grandparents living.
Yeah.
Because before studying in Poland, I, let's say, working with my grandmother with different types of poultry, different species, different breeds, and also we try breeding of guineafowl.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I've only eaten it from like my friend's grandparents. Basically, they have it on the like yard.
Oh, yard. That's the word which I
I don't know like if it's the proper word, but yeah, but it's like I feel like it's drier than turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Like turkey is
drier, and if you taste eggs. Eggs also more drier for me in tasting than hen eggs.
Cool.
Okay. Okay. So, have you always wanted to be a scientist?
Also the hard question, because when I was a child, I wanted to be archaeologist or paleontologist.
Oh,
dinosaurs was the best ever, but at the last years of my school education, my mother just helped me to start my scientific career because we have some department in Ukraine, like small academy of scientists, and it is academy for young scientists, also from schools and universities.
That's cool.
And that was my start of my career. Also, when I started studying in Poland, I started membership of student scientific circle at the first year of my studying, and I was there for the 5 years.
So basically, always have been
thanks to my mother.
Scientist.
She will hear it, I think. she will feel my hugs and kisses while listening to this.
Mom.
Thanks, mom. Yes,
my
mom also the scientist. So.
Oh, really? What does she do?
She had a PhD in the general linguistics.
I think
it's named like something like this.
Cool.
In Ukrainian, it is загальне мовознавство. I don't know how to say it another way. She's also the officer in the army.
Oh.
She's a colonel.
Wow. Mind was blown.
She will hear it, and she the head of the National Academy of Defense Linguistics Center.
Wow. So why did you go into agriculture?
Like, because I have a choice. I have the road to the army. Here is my mother. I have the road to the National Guard. Here is my father.
Uh-huh.
but I choose agriculture just because.
You don't like the military or you
that's,
don't want to?
That's not my field. For many years during my childhood, I visited my grandparents in the village. So that's the main influence for my person. They also, they always have some poultry, some yards. Mm-hmm.
That's cool, though, from very military-oriented family, mm-hmm. like, into agriculture, which is, like...
But great that they support you yeah. with this way.
I wish one day it will be my business, but we will see.
You would love to have a poultry farm or mm-hmm. breeding farm?
Okay, as a scientist now, I work in with different things, but in my soul, I'm, like, a breeder okay. of poultry. So the most interesting thing for me is biodiversity, uh-huh. biodiversity of species and breeds, especially some local breeds and autochthonical breeds.
What is that, autochthonical breeds?
The same that the local. Some breed which one appear in some area naturally, because people used some, okay, this hen will be alive, this hen will not be alive.
Okay, so like a selection, by selection they that, created
yes,
the breed.
But sporadically selection, like.
Okay. Next question is if you think you are into theory or practice. I think we already said that you are very much practical.
I wish even more practice in my okay, life. At this moment, too much theory.
Okay, but maybe later?
Maybe later, yes.
Curiosity in your career?
When I know nothing about animal nutrition, nothing, the most interesting thing was to control the digestive process in cattle. Scientists make a hole in the cow
yeah.
to control the digestive process in the rumen.
Wow.
And if you do it well, there is no influence to the animal. Mm-hmm. That's the main for me.
Yeah.
Because you can level up your skills in nutrition with no problems for yeah. this animal.
Yeah. What is the newest thing in science? What interested?
Too long time I'm not reading some interesting articles, just reading something about my thesis, about my dissertation. So unfortunately, I don't have the answer for this question.
Okay. What do you like and what do you not like about your job or about science or about breeding poultry? Or
I think that the worst thing is the same, I think, even for Poland, for Czech Republic and for Ukraine. Just some problems in the whole education system. For example, for me the worst thing that we have some fields and disciplines of study, and for example, if I want to collaborate with you, it's okay, but I need to have the articles and publications, for example, not in the publisher like British Poultry Science, because in Poland this publisher is into field of agri-sciences, but I need to have some publications in the sustainability, for example, or processes. The main thing, the topic of the article must be close to your scientific activity.
And the best thing?
Yeah, always.
You said only the worst one.
People always knew the worst
I'm
one.
I'm depressed too.
No, don't be depressed.
The best. I think the best thing during my career, it is starting working in the student scientific circle, because I have so much experience from these years. Thanks to these people in this circle, thanks to the mentor, professor of this circle, and some contacts I have still with colleagues from this scientific circle. So that's the best things, I think, for these 5 years.
How do you handle failure?
Mostly I'm angry. So, for example, my roommates know that at this moment better not talking with me.
Yeah.
And it depends on the situation, because maybe I will try once more. Uh-huh. Maybe I'll forget about this situation for forever. I think the good walk. I wish if I will have the farm, I will just go to clean.
Okay, work and
to work physically, but
that's good for anger. So.
And the last question, we already answered on this, but how many languages you know?
And do you study any other language?
Ukrainian, Polish, Russian, English.
Are you learning some new language?
At this moment, no, but I wish I learned Czech. And also I'm thinking about French,
okay,
Spanish, German, but I'm not sure at this moment which one I...
Daria can teach you French.
And Spanish.
And Spanish, yeah, she's fluent in Spanish as well.
I think I need some courses.
So welcome, Kostya, to Mendel University. How did you manage to get here? Why are you here? What are you doing? Why are you in this studio?
The main thing why I am here, it is the fact that I need to have abroad internship. So that's why I chose the Czech Republic. Why Brno University? I have no idea, just because.
That's okay. A good
reason. I like the website.
You will be only in Mendel University or other universities in Czech Republic too?
It depends on me because I need to have 2 more months of internship. So it could be Mendel University again, it could be Praga, České Budějovice.
Stay here, yeah. We
and
like
think about
you.
It.
We will find work for you, don't worry.
Tell us, why Poland? You're Ukrainian citizen, right? So why you choose a Poland university?
6 years ago, the plan was like that I will have the document which named Karta Polaka, because I have some Polish in my family, but it doesn't work in the way I want. But I decide to continue this road, so that's why I come to Poland for Bachelor of Engineering and also for Master's studies.
And you plan to stay in Poland, to live there, or you don't know?
Too hard question.
Okay, okay.
I have 3 more years of PhD school, so for 3 years I'm in Poland.
It's a hard question, because if you ask me what I want to do in 3 years, I say, I'm not sure, I don't know.
That's like a work interview question,
right? Finish PhD. So.
Yeah. What are you seeing yourself as in 5 years? I have no idea. I don't know why I'm in
maybe
the
I
world.
I will be alive, maybe not.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, too hard of a conversation.
How it works on Poland schools? Your PhD is on for 5 years?
Poland, we still have the system like you in the Czech Republic, which named like studia doktoranckie, I mean. But it's the old system and we don't have many people who are studying in this program. So maybe let's talk about PhD schools. And PhD school standard, it is 4 years of education. You can have 1 more year, but
okay, it's same like here.
Normal.
Yeah.
I can do my PhD not for 4 years, also for 2 years.
Yeah, it depends
on me.
If you can manage like all your responsibilities, then you can finish it.
If I will have the full dissertation,
okay,
why not?
That's great. We couldn't do this. We need to have
like a 4-year plan.
Yeah.
Like you are making plan for every year what you need to accomplish, and then only submit your dissertation at the end of the 4th year.
I
basically
need a plan also for every year of my studying.
Yes, but
I can have some adds to my plan, and I can change it every year.
Yeah, okay, that's
and
cool.
And you have to go for the internship for 3 months?
Like a minimal. I can have more, but the
Minimal
is 3 months.
Okay, because we have only 1 month abroad, so it's a little bit different.
My PhD school, it is the one school in Poland which have 3 months internship abroad.
But, you know, it's good you meet the new people, right?
Yes, it sounds like stimulation for activity.
Yeah. No, so Kostya, what are you doing on your university in Poland? Like, what is the topic that you are focused on?
Main topic is a little bit different than my, for example, thesis during Master of Science. In Poland they have system like of the fields and disciplines of science. So when I was a student of bachelor or master, I was at the field of farming, and now I'm in engineering and technical sciences. But for me, it's just some like another point of view to the issues which are known for me from my Master of Science. And now I'm working with mechanical engineering in feed production. For me, my preferably mainly poultry feed production, treatment of raw materials, changing parameters of some methods of treatment, and etc., etc.
Yep. So that's why you are here, actually, in
our
because
department. I read in something about your department, and I see that you have a good base as with machines.
Yeah.
So that's why I decided to go here also.
Cool.
And now we have the answer for your question, why here? You don't have difference between PhD council and normal students council.
Yeah.
And we have this difference because of maybe because of system of study, because of separating PhD schools from faculties and other departments. So that's the same as normal students, self-government, normal students council.
So they, what are they taking care about? Like they preparing some events or?
At this moment, unfortunately, we don't have budget from our university.
So
we don't have opportunity, for example, to make some events for students, like some parties or something else. Our main event, it is PhD Students Conference International.
So but, you're preparing the conference.
Yes, we do it in collaboration with PhD school and rectorate of our university. But we are the main members of organizing committee, for example. We have moderators from PhD students for each section in this conference. So that's our main party event for this moment.
And what is the conference about?
All field of study.
So it's not only like agriculture or mechanization, it's like different...
Biological sciences, veterinary medicine, zootechnology, like animal sciences, also mechanical engineering as for me. So
that's cool.
Maybe we can go for a conference to Poland.
You are welcome.
I would love to. Poland is cool, though.
Yep.
It's not that far. Definitely not for a good conference. When is it?
I think April.
April?
Oh,
that's
a good
great. When can you submit?
April. In this year, we don't have collaboration with some publishers, so we just have abstracts on website, special website of our conference. Every abstract has own DOI, and that's all. We don't have collaboration with some published houses, so
get it.
Just as is.
Good too. Right, because the Mendelnet, it's our conference at Mendel University, and they have an abstract too now online.
Yeah.
So
in this year, we have this idea to have articles from for some publishers, but we decided not doing this at this moment.
Do you have some positions in the PhD school?
In the PhD school, we have director, vice director, and secretary. But it is PhD school. It is PhD school works as like department.
Okay, so the PhD students are only in this school, and it's like one department. It's not like you are on department of nutrition for animals.
I'm PhD student, for example, of PhD school. Yes, but at the department of. Blah 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 blah.
Oh, okay.
And some president etc. We have in our self-government. You know, all PhD students of our university are members of self-government, but in this self-government we have 20 to 14 persons who represent different disciplines of science, and from this 14, let's say 14 persons, we have like body.
Yeah, student body, yeah.
Which is consists of four persons. At this moment, it is head of the body, two vice heads, and secretary. I am secretary.
Hi.
Yes.
You have the money, right?
No, we don't have budget.
I know, because I'm secretary.
Yes. You just stashed it somewhere, right? Like in your pillow.
I wish, but no.
Anyways, Kostya, what would you like to do in Mendel University? What do you think that it will actually give you?
I mean, I accept everything because, as I already said, I am in the new field of science. As a Bachelor of Engineering and Master of Science, I studied animal sciences, zootechnica. Yeah. And my specialization was animal breeding and management. Uh-huh. And now I'm like in some kind of nutrition.
Yeah.
So every new topic, every new contact for me is the best thing ever. To see some labs, to see some new people, to see another didactic process.
But like the breeding and feed mixtures and stuff, like it's close subjects? Like
it's close. I have some subjects during the study about nutrition and feed production, but that's not the main part of our subject.
Okay. You've been here for a month almost. Like 3 weeks, right? You've taught some lectures. You went to field trip with us.
I was in the lecture of my mentor at your university, Dr. Andrzej Ściasnik. So he just taked me to his lessons of students at animal nutrition. So that was the chance for me to see activity of machines, etc. Also, I have with them some trip to the feed factory. And I finally see the seeds with which I work in my thesis in the feed factory.
Just now,
yes.
Great.
Because I worked with Latirus sativus. I know that in your country you named it also as a Polish paluszka, grass pea, horse pea. And it is cheap raw material, but as I know at this moment, not popular, for example, in Lubelskie Voivodeship. So it was hard even to find this material. Okay.
But I think the price of it isn't so big problem, like find the time to do it.
That's usually the problem. What do you think would you found out or something about the topic? What was something like new information that you will take home?
Maybe not kind of new information, but for example, I was the last time I was at the feed factory, it was like 3 or 4 years ago. Okay. So this trip now was a good reminder for me how it is look, how this machine looked, how it is work, how the magazine of seeds looking. And every factory is different, I think, because the first time I was at the factory, it was mostly automatically organized. So we have no opportunity to see, for example, some metrics or sieves at the machines, because we have no chance to come so close to the productive line, yes. And for example, when I was yesterday with Dr. Ściasnik at Feed Factory, I can see all so close. So that's the main interesting thing for me.
Thanks, Kostya, for coming. And I hope that you will stay in Brno or Mendel University. Maybe don't
at least in touch.
Yeah, don't leave for Prague. We are better.
Touch.
Yeah, keep in touch. Bye.
Thank you.
And bye.
Doufáme, že jste si to užili, i když to bylo v angličtině, ale myslím si, že to byla jednoduchá angličtina a všichni jste určitě krásně rozuměli. Takže se na vás těšíme zase v dalším díle. Čágo.
Ahoj.